two lights that shine as one.
Morning glory and midnight sun.
Yes, indeed. Something about that smile that you two share in that special moment and later as a result of that special moment. I'm saying moment. You know, it may have been 15 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever. That moment, that time of sharing. Well, let's take a look some more at what the experts are telling us. Medical news today about sexual satisfaction. We talked about Dr. Klapalova's study. And there, as I was mentioning before, they discovered that penile vaginal intercourse and the consistency of being able to reach vaginal orgasm were associated with sexual satisfaction. So one of the conclusions reached by Dr. Anik Debro and Dr. Mies is that sex within romantic relationships provides a very, very meaningful way for people to experience a strong connection with their partner. She goes on to say that it really indicates further that sex is important in romantic relationships because of the emotional benefits that we feel. Again, notice how we have even more evidence that we are our physical being and our spiritual being. We are both. I mean, think about it now. It is obvious that our bodies are engaged in the sexual act. But notice, she talks about emotional benefits from sex. Emotional benefits as a result of sex in the context of romantic relationships. Dr. Debro suggests that when sex may be impaired, affection could help maintain well-being despite decreased sex frequency. Remember how I shared with you before that in one of the conversations I had with a previous guest a few years ago, she talked about how in her numerous interviews with numerous married couples that some of them had decided as a team. Remember I talked about making sure that you're on the same page. The two of you are on the same page. She said that there were couples who decided as a team that sex would not be a major component of their relationship, but they still had affection for each other. They still had love for each other. They still had friendship with each other. And so they were able to have a strong, good marriage, even without sex being a major component. And so here now, Dr. Debro is saying, when sex may be impaired for whatever reason, affection could help maintain that well-being of the relationship and of the two, despite the decreased sex frequency. Remember now, there are more ways than one to feel affectionate towards each other and to express intimacy. There was a study done by Professor Julia Hyman from the Department of Psychological and Brain Sciences at Indiana University. She studied 1,000 couples in 5 countries: Brazil, Germany, Japan, Spain, and the US of A. She said that although she and her partners found out that although the length of the couple's relationships ranged from 1 year to 51 years, half of them had been together for at least 25 years. So 1,000 couples studied, the time that they had been together ranged anywhere from 1 year to 51 years. Half of them had been together for at least 25 years. Professor Hyman found that women reported significantly more sexual satisfaction than men, and men more relationship satisfaction. You get it now? Remember, sex is one part of the relationship. You know, we've talked about laughter. How about Exercising together, that's part of it. How about working together when it comes to raising the children? That's part of the relationship. Just talking with each other, no sex involved, part of the relationship. She said that women reported significantly more sexual satisfaction than men. The men reported significantly more relationship satisfaction than the women. In particular, men who valued their partner's orgasm were more likely to report relationship happiness. Men, how many of you have determined that it's important to you that your wife not only enjoy the process of sex, but you want her to enjoy it to its climax, literally to its climax, her orgasm? Ladies, how many of you have said, well, you know, if I reach an orgasm, fine. If not, that's fine too, because I enjoy everything else that's happening as well. Well, Professor Hyman said that men who valued their partner's orgasm were more likely to report relationship happiness. Isn't that interesting? They valued their partner's orgasm, and instead of reporting significantly more sexual satisfaction, these men reported significantly more relationship happiness. One of the reasons I'm emphasizing that is because I really do want you ladies to realize there really are a lot of men on this earth who care about the overall relationship and the quality of the overall relationship, just like there are a lot of women who genuinely care about the quality of the overall relationship. For some reason, those men and women just kind of tend to miss each other. And it's strange how that happens. Sometimes a person can have that person with them, and they've made the decision for whatever reason, they're not going to appreciate that person, and they just mess things up. They had what they needed and really wanted right there with them and decided, I don't want that with this person. And they just messed it up, lost that person, and no longer have it. And then you have women saying, where are all the good men? And you have men saying, where are all the good women? It is kind of hard. We humans just make things so much more complicated than they need to be that it becomes difficult for the quote unquote, as people put it, the good men and the good women to connect with each other. Women's sexual satisfaction increased from 40% at the start of the relationship to 86% once they've been with their partner. For how long? Fill in the blank for me. For how many years? Women's sexual satisfaction increased from 40% at the start of the relationship to 86% sexual satisfaction once they had been with their partner for blank years. How many years? 40. After they had been with their partner for 40 years, their sexual satisfaction increased from 40% to 86%. From these studies, penile vaginal sex, affection, and the time spent in the relationship are ingredients to a happy sex life. Okay, now, they're giving us some info. Penile vaginal sex. Now, here's the thing. It's granted that we're not necessarily going to get this down from day one. Some couples may, but not every couple is going to get the sex thing down from day one. So, rather than going out there messing things up, trying to get it right with this person or that person, work with who you have. You two work with each other. Yeah. Work with each other. Get it down. Penile vaginal sex, affection, and the time spent in the relationship. Key ingredients to happy sex life. There's at least one more component, one more aspect, one more factor, at least one more that we need to look into that has to do with happy relationships, satisfying sex life. We'll talk about that in just a few.
Lights that shine.